Last week in Cork, as part of the Ardu Street Art Festival, there was a large painting about several stories high. It was unveiled on South Main Street, which is called What Is Home? It's a magnificent piece of art, actually. And it was done by the Dublin artist Asbestos. That's the name he goes by. And it joins another piece he has on O'Connell Street in Dublin, equally as striking and deep, really impressive. If you haven't seen it, go and look at them. Featuring on two of Ireland's main streets. And we thought, time to ask him some questions. Asbestos, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you and thanks for joining. Let's get the name thing out of the way fast before people are saying, what is he doing going around with that name? I mean, you know, give us a sense of that, please.
It's more about kind of paying attention to what's around you. So asbestos is something that's usually benign, but when we're aware of it, it becomes quite important to be aware of. So that's the whole reason behind it.
And you as a person, as an artist, do you not want to be known, seen, recognised? I mean, what's the story with the anonymity?
It's mostly actually based around the opportunity to kind of play different roles and to be able to tell stories. So the idea of being anonymous, I wear masks in a lot of my paintings, like the mural you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And with that, you can actually, by removing your face, even though we're all taking photos of ourselves all the time, by doing that, you can actually have a lot of freedom to tell different stories. So that's the main reason for it.
And do you feel that you have that lovely liberty you require as an artist to do what you want to do, knowing that we don't know who you are?
Yeah, it hopefully removes a bit of ego from it and a bit of it's about connecting with people, really. So that's the main reason.
Yeah,
that's
a good point, because I mean that you mentioned ego. One of the reasons I presume some people make art of any sort is so that people will say to you, "That was deadly well done," you know, congratulations. But this kind of is the opposite road.
In some ways, yeah, it's just about, I suppose everyone has their own route within art, and in mine, I'm trying to connect with people and make them think about kind of my life and their life and kind of the things they have in common.
There's a whole heap of art on the walls around the country now, gable end mostly of different parts of town, and even little electricity boxes around the place. Everything has become a potential canvas. And it feels like it's something that I've never seen before growing up as a kid, and certainly even as an adult in more recent years, I haven't seen it before. Where is this coming from?
I suppose it's people just want to express themselves, and a lot of artists have now have got out and painted bigger murals and bigger pieces, and people want to express themselves. As I said before, it's just paint, so some people get annoyed about it, some people don't, but like it's the least intrusive thing we can do. We're not knocking anything down or changing anything, but it is kind of, it's bringing colour and commentary and a narrative and a voice to people who may not have had it before.
And I think the street art, were like the pieces I'm looking at for, that you did in Cork and Dublin, there's also a great, I think, democracy to it that really... Everyone can take part in looking at it. Some people are intimidated by the doors of a gallery or a museum, whereas this is on your doorstep.
It is, and that can also be scary as well, because if you make a mistake, it's there for everyone to see. But yeah, it's a very democratic form of art, and one that is, as you say, you don't have to go through the doors of a gallery. Some people do feel intimidated by that, so it's trying to share as much as possible with people and create that connection.
Okay, I'm always kind of in two minds about art on the radio, but for the purpose of this conversation, will you tell me about, for people at home who simply haven't seen What Is Home, the piece you did on South Main Street in Cork, describe it to us, I think even in terms of the height and then the physical picture itself.
Yeah, well, it's a piece for Ardu Festival, which I was asked to take part in, which is an amazing festival down in Cork, with four other artists, Fraser, Conor Harrington and Shane O'Malley. And it was supported by Creative Ireland and Cork City Council and Pat McDonald Paints. And I was asked to do like a four-story building. But what I felt was when I went down to Cork, and I've been there a good bit, is it's the same as everywhere else that I've travelled in Ireland and around the world. There's just a desperation around housing, the crisis, both locally and globally. And what I painted is a figure, which is myself kind of playing a character with a cardboard box on my head with a sad expression and a hole in the box looking out. And the box is a cardboard box shaped as a kind of a very simple house shape. And the idea behind it was really to ask the question, what is home? And I think as soon as I started asking that question myself, and of other people. It's really interesting. I've come from quite a safe and a home that I felt welcomed in and belonged, but other people don't. And at the moment, people are worried about working from home. They're worried about, can they afford a rent? One of my friends was offered a flat, but it was actually for 3 days instead of the whole week. So he was going to be sharing a room with with another person. So it's crazy.
For how to say that, like a timeshare?
Timeshare, yeah.
What?
It was an absolutely astonishing idea. And he could pick the 3 days, and it was €700 for this room. But I think weekends were more expensive.
And no.
Like, the thought of that is just shocking. So yeah. Something is broken, both. I mean, it's not about trying to point a finger at anyone. I think it's actually about us all collectively having this conversation. That's what I wanted to do. Like, why has it gone so wrong? Why years ago could people afford to buy a house quite easily on one income, and now people can't afford it on two, three incomes? And
yes.
it's very sad and very scary for a lot of people.
It's a big, big worry. And I was in the pub recently, and I met some people who are kind of the 28 towards 30, just that kind of age group, who you would have thought would be okay to be in the rental market at that stage. Good jobs, educated, smart people, et cetera, et cetera. But they were saying, and I could see it, that it was a cause for great concern, that they're, not to be glib about it, but their nerves were gone. And just the options are so narrow and limited.
Yeah, it's shocking.
So timeshare rooms, that really is something I hadn't heard about. And before I go, I do want to ask you about that magnificent piece in O'Connell Street, Pass Freely. Again, I'd ask you to give us a quick description of it, please.
It was a piece that Blue Lane had asked me to contribute, and it basically, I painted over 10 days 4,989 matches, one for everyone who died up to that point of COVID in Ireland. It was a collaboration with the Hugh Lane Gallery around an artist called Joseph Boyce who'd inspired me. And it was about thinking about people's memory as opposed to about thinking about the loss in the same way. So it was about thinking about all of the lives that people had lived, the happiness they'd given. So each match, burnt match, represented a life lived in different ways. And then it formed a figure that was kind of looking to the sky, so a hopeful figure. So it was more about reverence and the way that Irish people can celebrate life rather than focusing on the momentary moment of passing away.
It's a very sensitive, a very thoughtful piece, if you don't mind me saying so. I really like it. So congratulations, if that's the right word. What about, just time to ask you, it worries me as a Dubliner, by and large, when I look around and I see, the cobblestone under threat. I don't like to see that. I never went to the Bernard Shaw pub, but I know lots of people, younger people, did, and it was an important part of some people's life. Let's face it. Let's not be too cavalier about it. And even the Tivoli Theatre, which I would have known growing up a little bit, you'd wonder: are we seeing a little erosion, bit by bit, of some of these cultural touchstones, or is it just progress?
Unfortunately, it's a complex thing. It's probably a bit of both.
Okay.
But I think progress without being aware of your surroundings and realizing why Dublin is what it is and each city is what it is a dangerous thing. So losing places like the Cobblestone and all of the controversies that have been happening, like the James Joyce House, it's shocking, because we need to hold on to what makes us. And not to put things in aspect, like, as if they're a museum, but a city is a living thing, and property developers knocking down buildings for profit isn't going to make anyone happier apart from one person.
Well, it's an ongoing story, no question. But in the meantime, I look forward to seeing more of your work on the buildings around the country. Asbestos, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers. All right, nice to talk to you. And the art festival we were talking about is, of course, the Ardu, A-R-D-U, Father Street Art Festival, which you can find about, no doubt, online if you have a good search. Back shortly.